It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks.
Today's worst day on the web. Let's go back here a little bit in the not so far back time machine. You remember when John Morant decided at Shotgun Willie's to spray money everywhere and brandish firearms?
Yeah.
And then do it again.
Yeah. Do you also remember like the reports of flashing a gun at a high school kid and somebody in his entourage taking a gun to
a laser pointer
volleyball game? Oh, laser pointer on the loading
outside
dock
of the outside of the car, which everybody knows was a red dot attached to a firearm.
Then there was the was it the shoe store employee as part of that where
his entourage showed up and basically threatened to beat the hell out of him.
There's been a lot of gun-related things surrounding John Morant.
So, and that led to multiple suspensions.
Yeah.
And him basically being blacklisted by the NBA came this close to losing his deal with Nike. Still surprised they kept him.
But for those listening on the radio, Danny had his fingers very close,
very close together.
Yeah,
So last night in the game, this complete dummy
against the Golden State Warriors,
this complete dummy did a finger gun celebration up and down, pointing it at all the Warriors bench.
Now that's the big one right there.
What? Look, I don't care about the celebration for 99.999999% of all athletes. And I know it was like, oh, we need to get this out. I don't care. Ja, you can't even imitate a gun. You can't go anywhere near. You can't even draw a cartoon gun.
Yeah, that's not in his best interest to do. What? And so now the league is investigating.
Yes, because
John
they're
Morant
going,
for this.
Hey, dummy, there's one thing you specifically cannot do.
Yeah, it's it's like he is on probation and he's violating his probation. There's no, it is no secret to John Morant either. He's been talked to several face-to-face meetings with Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA. His organization has...
He had a 25-game suspension after the brandishing the gun on IG after the Shotgun Willie's incident.
Now, this is just a guy with zero awareness. Like, look... 2K has got to slide that awareness thing down to zero.
Yes. And this is obviously on the heels of Taylor Jenkins getting fired, and all of a sudden, Ja's hamstring's better. Weird how that worked. But all of this stuff, it's like, to kind of boil it down, most of the Taylor Jenkins firing, the relationship between Taylor and Ja, it's gone.
Yeah.
And basically, he was able to steamroll, but Ja, they had built the offense to where it was Ja-proof. Because he misses so much time, and they had to do something. And Ja felt a certain way about that, and you're getting reports out there from other rivaling Western Conference executives about Ja Morant being available for a trade if this wasn't done, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's some subterfuge there, but like I've heard those whispers.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Now Ja's back, and he's got a new head coach that he can walk all over, and he's feeling his oats, and he's just out there acting a fool immediately.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that took to social media to defend Ja Morant on this one, saying, oh, now finger gun celebration's not a problem until Ja starts doing it. And it shows, like, you know, LeBron up in the air doing the guns.
It puts him in the holster.
There's one of Dyson Daniels where he hit a three against the Pelicans and he turned and he just did, like, the spray, like, tch.
Yeah.
And then there's a few others of guys that are holding up the finger guns in celebrations, right, when they knock down a three. Here's the biggest difference. Outside of the Ja Morant being very gunny and getting in trouble and suspended 25 games for it, is that his was directed at the Golden State Warriors bench.
Mm-hmm.
The Dyson Daniels one was to his own bench. Mm-hmm. The LeBron James one, to the air, right? Most of these gun celebrations is like, pew, pew, you know, to a teammate or your own teammates because it's a bench celebration. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm outraged over a finger gun celebration.
I don't care about it. The only reason I even care is because it's John, and there's a specific reason for it.
But this is why it's the worst day on the web, is because he cannot get out of his own way and have any awareness that this is not a good idea for him to do, in that you are under the microscope.
It'd be like Charles Barkley if he did a breaking the glass celebration after throwing a guy through a window.
Yes, it would be. It's one of the signs, and this is why the NBA is looking into it, is because they want to see signs that he is maturing and that he is growing. And seemingly at every turn, we have not seen that yet. Now, you mentioned this with a guy like Trae Young. He is now in his seventh year in the NBA. And the signs of maturity are starting to manifest, right? Where he is being a better teammate. He is, you know, being more coachable and acquiescing to what his coaches and teammates need him to be in order to be a better team. It may take a lot of time for Ja, but he's going to lose a lot of money out of his pocketbook, whether it's through endorsements or through the NBA continually taking money until it does register with him. And that's one of the things is he is the epitome of the guy who surrounds himself with yes men and is not understanding the gravity of situations or what it's like to have a microscope and you being under it for all of the wrong reasons.
Look,
because he's
7 years from now, you're clean and you're clear and you don't have this stuff in the like directly in your rear view.
Yep.
You can do it.
Yeah. I mean,
you shouldn't, but like, it's just, again, it's not the most egregious thing. And all these job, oh God, player stands drive me crazy. It's like, oh, it's because it's Ja. Yes. Yes. You're getting it.
You're getting it now.
Congratulations. You've passed the literacy test.
It's obviously happening.
It's like, yes, it's because of Ja's past directly. There is a one-to-one line. There is a correlation.
Yeah.
Guy acted stupid with guns. Don't do stupid imitations with guns.
You know what was also great about this? If you watch the video of it, Ja does it towards the Warriors bench, and Draymond Green is walking up, and
he's going like, "What are you doing?"
Even Draymond Green's like, "What?" And he's like, "Is this really happening?" And he walks up to the official, like, "Did you just see that?"
And I don't think it was because of the celebration. It was because Ja was doing something with guns. And even he's like, "Brother, I'm dumb, but good God."
Steph had issue with it too. Steph was like, "This guy root for real right now?"
Oh, I mean, Steph had issue with it. My God. Did you see what Steph did last
night? Yeah, Steph went crazy, man.
Holy.
Yep.
There have been some performances, and which we'll talk about in Fact of Luke here in a little bit. But yeah, Ja. God, I've wanted him to be the guy since that draft. I just don't think he's ever going to do it.
No, he's not. You want a Val Kilmer fact for this segment?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is my favorite television show of all time.
Mm.
Psych.
Okay.
Yep. They made several references to Val Kilmer throughout it as like they love Val Kilmer. In the series finale, Val Kilmer made a cameo.
Oh, no kidding.
As a guy who was like this mysterious Detective Dobson that they'd always talk about Detective Dobson throughout the show, but he was never on camera for anything. Val Kilmer in the series finale cameoed as Detective Dobson.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They finally talked him into it. He's like, they were leaning on him, trying to get him. He's like, "No, I'm not going to go on the USA Network television show. My career is not at that point yet, guys." But he did him a solid, went in on the series finale.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool one.
Val Kilmer.